The Buffalo Bills get ready to host the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday at New Era Field. And joining us to take a look at that game, Matt Sabuda, as we go beyond the playbook. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Okay, Matt, first and foremost, let's just take a look at the state of the Buffalo Bills, how quickly things have changed for the Bills in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely a bit surprising. Through 5 weeks, the Bills, particularly their coaching and administration, they're really channeling election season. With a couple bad weeks followed by a few very good weeks. And with that comes a rapidly shifting approval rating. And it's the way that they've reached this point which really gives the Bills administration a boost in the polls. And what I mean is best symbolized by this scenario. If you would have told me at the beginning of the year that new additions at linebacker would be a league leader in sacks and the other in tackles through 5 weeks, I would have said, wow, the Bills really knocked it out of the park with their first-round pick Shaq Lawson and second-round pick in Reggie Ragland. You would have then gone to say, those high-profile draft picks, they're injured. It's journeyman Zach Brown who leads the league in tackles and 33-year-old special team signee Lorenzo Alexander, who started his career, by the way, as an offensive lineman, now leading the league in sacks through 5 weeks. Not Von Miller, not J.J. Watt, but Lorenzo Alexander. Well, I'd probably say you're really into Zach Brown, the band, and must just love the name Lorenzo for some reason, because there's no way that scenario can be true. But this is the strange reality that the Bills defense finds itself in, and to complete the election metaphor, we'll see if it's just a temporary surge or if they can win in November, which coincidentally is setting up to be their most critical month of the season based on matchups, particularly if they win the October games that they really should win.
All right, Matt, let's take a look at some personnel issues here. First and foremost, who has been key for the Bills during this three-game winning streak?
Well, the Bills and LeSean McCoy will likely be looking to continue their ascent up the NFL rushing rankings. Last year, they were the best team in the league in that category, and this year they go into week 6 at number 3 overall. But as we all know, being the best team in rushing last year did not bring a playoff berth, which leads me to the Tyrod Taylor watch. If the Bills are going to take the next step in their improvement, they'll need a more complete game from him, and that means Taylor really needs to expand his passing numbers beyond his all-too-often sub-200-yard games. Beyond Taylor, the Bills' defense needs to keep its foot on the gas. In fact, they now have the AFC Defensive Player of the Week in back-to-back weeks, with Nickell Robey-Coleman taking the honors this week. It's the first time they've accomplished that feat in about 2 decades, and they'll need to be particularly sharp this week because while 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick is certainly in a career slump, it's also going to be his first game back in nearly a year, and while that should sound appealing, it's also challenging from a preparation point of view, as there's no film on him this season under new coach Chip Kelly. So with all those subplots and on-field stories, it should set up for an entertaining football game.
Fans are starting to get excited about the Bills after these 3 straight wins, Matt. What about this Sunday's game?
Well, this game is attracting some unexpected national attention based on the 49ers' decision to start Colin Kaepernick, who is best known lately for starting the national anthem protest to bring awareness to Black Lives Matter. It'll definitely be interesting not only how the Bills handle him, but how the crowd responds to him as well. And on the field, this sets up to be the first are-they-for-real test for the Bills. You might ask, why a game against a losing team traveling across the country sets up that way? Well, because it's exactly these types of games that when facing a team they absolutely should beat, they've somehow managed to find a way to lose throughout their entire playoff drought. Being a good team, it doesn't mean just competing with and beating other good teams. It means almost always beating the teams you should beat. The Bills, they're riding 3 straight wins, and the 49ers are coming in with 4 straight losses. This is a must-win for the Bills, and this time it's really not out of desperation, but more out of expectation.
Okay, Matt, I like what we're hearing. Hopefully we'll come back with more good news on Monday, and as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook with us.
Thank you, Jay.